This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Now what? Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia, a Democrat, will return to Washington for 6 more years.
I'm ready to build a stronger Georgia.
He beat Republican challenger Herschel Walker in Georgia's runoff election.
There's no excuses in life. And I'm not going to make any excuses now because we put up one heck of a fight.
Senator Warnock's win gives Democrats the majority in the Senate for the rest of President Biden's term. The AP's Donna Warder.
President Joe Biden tweeted a photo of his congratulatory phone call to Senator Warnock saying, "Georgia voters stood up for our democracy, rejected MAGAism, and sent a good man back to the Senate," referencing former President Donald Trump's slogan, "Make America Great Again."
The AP's Donna Warder reporting. Doug Emhoff, Vice President Kamala Harris's husband, says there's an epidemic of hate in this country. He points to a rise in anti-Semitism. Doug Emhoff is Jewish. He's leading a White House discussion today. Former President Trump calls it a Manhattan witch hunt. His company, the Trump Organization, has been convicted of tax fraud for helping executives sidestep taxes on pricey perks like Manhattan apartments and luxury cars. What now? The AP's Mike Sisak.
Next up will be sentencing. That's going to be January 13th. But this is a company. This isn't a person. So nobody's going to jail. Nobody's going to prison.
Donald Trump himself was not on trial. Juul Labs has reached settlements related to its vaping products. This covers more than 5,000 cases brought by about 10,000 plaintiffs. The AP has learned that Aaron Judge will return to the New York Yankees with a $360 million 9-year contract. That's according to a person familiar with the deal. He'll earn $40 million per season. This is AP News. This is December 7th, and many older Americans are remembering.
A remembrance in Hawaii today for those killed in Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. About 2,400 servicemen were killed in the Pearl Harbor bombing, nearly half on the USS Arizona alone. Many of those still alive are at least 100. Survivor Lou Contra, who is 101 years old, recently told the AP he's not a hero.
Not us. We're not heroes. They call us heroes, but we're not. It's the ones that 2,403 men that died are the heroes, and we've got to honor them ahead of everybody else.
His doctor told him not to travel to Pearl Harbor, so Contra says he'll watch the ceremony on TV. The bombing by the Japanese launched the U.S. into World War II. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.